The Lowell Green Podcast is brought to you by Scheel Furniture and Appliances in Pakenham. See Scheels.ca.
I imagine that most people are pretty pleased with the results of yesterday's election. I wasn't surprised. I think that there was no question that Mark Sutcliffe was a dark horse at the start, unknown to a lot of people, certainly as a politician, but he conducted a very good campaign. He branded himself as the frugal guy, the middle of the road, level head. And there was no question that McKinney branded herself as the spendthrift. She was going to spend $280 million on a bike lane, et cetera, et cetera. But Mark, I thought, handled it very, very well. He, as I say, sold himself as the frugal candidate. And there's no question that we need some frugality. And I think most people know that. But John, I don't understand what happened to the television stations. There was no television live coverage at all.
Isn't that it's so disappointing.
I mean, have they totally abandoned the idea of supplying news information?
Yes.
I mean, I think what CBC had, what, Murdoch?
Murdoch Mysteries was on CBC. I don't know what CTV had on, but the regular programming. And here's the thing, okay? So they actually own, in Ottawa, Bell Media owns two TV stations. They own CJOH and they own CHRO, the original TV station. And the reason they moved that building to the Byward Market was for the acquisition of CHRO. And then there was the fire at CJOH. They moved CJOH in. They have zero responsibility on their license to provide news on that CHRO channel whatsoever. Last night, they could have very easily done a great community service and put the election coverage, which they were doing online, by the way. They had reporters, cameras. They had, you know, Patricia Bowl and Graham Richardson were at the anchor desk. They could have put that on CTV too, but they didn't.
That, I didn't, you know, at the very least, you would think that, I mean, the CFRA provided coverage, not that great, but at least they were provided coverage. They're in the same building.
Right.
You would think that at the very least they could run the, what do you call it, a ticker along the bottom and with the results on the television.
But Lowell, that's so distracting from my show on TV.
Oh, God.
They'd get letters, and you know how they feel about letters.
Anyhow, I mean, to me, the television in this city has just totally abandoned us. And you said it. It's really sad. I mean, yeah, I can remember not that long ago when elections of this nature, this was major news.
Oh, you had hands on deck for that coverage.
All hands. We would even employ at CFRA. We would, which we provided CTV with coverage at the time. We employed people, salespeople, producers, technicians, and everything else. We put them out into various locations, et cetera, et cetera. Some people were totally unused to going on the air. They were shaking with fear. But we sent them out, and we got good coverage. But now we just, it's, you know what?
It's not serving the community that they begged and asked for a license to serve. And it's deeply disappointing.
Talking about deeply disappointing, I don't think that comes close to describing my feeling about the fact that Trudeau and his ragtag gang of elitists charged us almost $400,000 for hotel rooms alone to attend the Queen's funeral. Stayed at what is described as one of the most luxurious and most expensive hotels in the world. Even Joe Biden and top celebrities don't stay there. It's too expensive. Standard room rate at that hotel, almost $2,000 a night. We taxpayers paid for, apparently, 31 rooms for several nights at $2,000 a night. But get this, somebody, probably the Prime Minister, stayed in the River Room, which cost us $1,000 every single night. Oh, that's just for the bed and pillow.
Oh.
Just for the room. $6,000 a night. I say probably the prime minister because despite access to information legislation, which says that we have a right to know, essentially the prime minister has just thumbed his nose or whatever you do with your nose. He said, you know what the prime minister is telling us? Fuck off. Sorry to use, but that's exactly what he's saying. Screw off, you little peasant. If I want to spend $6,000 a night, your money, on a hotel, my name is Justin Trudeau, and you are not.
That's right. I am the son of wealth. I was born into it. I am entitled. Someday I will be king, Lowell Green, don't you know? I am deserving of all. Hand me your money and stop asking questions.
I go back to a poor cabinet minister and the Stephen Harper governor. She had to quit her job, step down from the cabinet, because the press reported that she had paid $16 for a glass of orange juice. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to tell you that all kinds of Trudeau's bums, that's what I call them, anybody that would send a bill to the poor beleaguered taxpayer, that's you and me, for $2,000 a night hotels plus drinks plus everything else. Did you realize that many of these people were ordering high tea, which is a cup of tea and a few little cucumber sandwiches for over $100? So I just want to review this. Total bill for hotels alone doesn't include meals, doesn't include drinks, doesn't include souvenirs, doesn't include the flights, doesn't include transportation on the ground. $400,000 for hotel rooms alone, including one hotel room at $6,000 a night. $100 for a cup of tea and a couple of little sandwiches without the crusts. Those sons of bitches. I don't care who it is, you have lost any respect I ever had for anybody that would do that. This is elitism at its worst. One of the most expensive hotels in the world. Now, I want to point out, and Brian Lilly points this out in his story, actually, in The Sun today, that there are several other very luxurious hotels in the center of London, including the Savoy. The Savoy has always been the favorite of top paid elites, including Joe Biden, by the way, including other U.S. presidents. Winston Churchill on occasion would stay there. Charlie Chaplin would stay there. In other words, top stars would stay at the Savoy. The going rate, the standard rate at the Savoy, very close to the hotel where Trudeau stayed, at about $1,300 a night compared to $2,000. Where Trudeau stayed. So it's not as if other luxurious hotels were not available. They were. But they chose the most expensive hotel they could find and charged us the bill, sent us the bill. The total cost, by the way, you can be sure, well over probably $2 million when you factor in the flights. I mean, let's face it, our governor general, when she went to Dubai, spent almost $100,000 on airplane meals alone on the flight over there.
It's insane. Oh, my God.
I mean, these bastards. I mean, we've got all kinds of people in this country lining up at food banks, having good, honest, hardworking people, having difficulty at putting food on the table and a roof over their head. And we've got these elitist bastards. Rotten bums heading off to $2,000 a night and $6,000 a night hotel rooms. By the way, this is the hotel where after, I am sure, a very fine dinner, which probably cost us I don't know, $400,000 or $500,000 plus drinks. Trudeau did his little song and dance in the piano bar.
Did he at least make tips to offset some of the costs for us?
I don't know, but I mean,
I know.
What I don't understand is how people can support this kind of behavior.
Yeah.
That drives me crazy. It's bad enough we've got the NDP supporting them no matter what. But we've got millions of people out there who think, oh, well, this is okay. You know, they're entitled to this. We got people who are, I don't know if people are starving in this country, but they're lining up at food banks. People are having great difficulty, and it's going to get worse. And on January 1st, the cost of everything will go up again, as Trudeau, when he returns, will increase the carbon tax drastically. He will triple the carbon tax on January 1st. I've never seen anything like it. Ah, well, I guess if we can't afford bread, we can eat cake, right, Mr. Prime Minister? Eat cake. You know what happened to the last person that said that? We don't have a guillotine anymore.
No, we don't.
Bev Oda. Thank you. Thank you, Craig. Her name escaped me. I knew her well. Bev Oda. She paid $16 for a glass of orange juice. The press grabbed a hold of that, chewed it like a rag doll, just destroyed her career. She had to resign as a cabinet minister over a $16 glass of orange juice at a hotel in downtown London.
Well, and weren't the Liberals all up in arms over her spending that $16?
Absolutely.
Like, they pounced on that story like white on rice.
That's absolutely right.
Yeah.
It was the scandal of the week, scandal of the month, $16 for a glass of orange juice. Now we've got Liberals and their hangers-on bums paying $100 for a cup of tea, and that's fine.
You know what? I have no problem with the Prime Minister and maybe the Governor General staying at some ritzy, fancy hotel. Fine. They are deserving of that. They are the most prominent members of our government. But all the underlings, everybody below that, can we not find a Best Western or something to house them in for an event like that? Come on.
Well, some of the staffers stayed in a Hampton Inn much cheaper.
Okay.
But the great majority of them were, and there was 31, according to Brian Lilly, and Access to Information, we rented 31 rooms in this expensive hotel, minimum rate $2,000 a night. 31 rooms for several, I'm not sure how many nights. And one of the things also that drives me crazy is we have a right to know who stayed in that $6,000 room.
Sure.
The access to information, it's supposed to be provided. That's part of the law, part of our Constitution. But Trudeau, in his essence, says, you know, screw you. I'm not telling you who stayed in that room. I don't have to tell you that. My name's Justin Trudeau.
Right.
Keep supporting him, folks. Keep voting for him. If this is the kind of behavior that you support, please explain to me how poor old Bev Oda loses her job and reputation over a $16 glass of orange juice while Liberals can have a $100 cup of tea, pod problem mozi. Any reaction to any of this, John?
Oh, yes, sir. All right. Here is your contact details, 613-413-2217. That's the number here. You can call or you can text. And, of course, we are on three different Facebook channels, The Lowell Green, Milkman Show, and BTRRadio.com. Also on YouTube and on Twitch. All of your show links at LowellGreen.com. We'll start kind of backwards. Lacey just posted this moments ago, and Trudeau is threatening us to get the flu booster or he will lock us down this winter. Elvin says travel reports / expense reports must be made public by all departments and agencies. Michelle.
Well, it was, except we know the total cost of the hotels. Now, the total cost of the trip has not been revealed as yet, but we know that somebody stayed in our group, stayed in a $6,000 a night hotel room, and they won't tell us who. Could it be that maybe there's a slight little bit of shame there? I mean, there's no shame in anything else. These people have no shame. They have no conscience. They live in this little airy-fairy bubble where they're okay, Jack. They got government pensions, and they're consulting this and getting paid $1,000 a night for sweet bugger all. I mean, you know how it works. And they just, they essentially, I'm sorry to use the vernacular. I shouldn't have used that word before. But essentially, that's what they're telling us. Just screw off. You're all a bunch of peasants. You don't matter. We don't care if you're lining up at food banks. We don't care if you lose your home. We couldn't give a sweet flying fox fart. Because we're Trudeau supporters, and we are entitled to this, and we are entitled to our entitlements, don't you know? Go ahead, John, please.
So let's go back to one of the very first conversations you and I ever had on this show when you moved it to BTR. And that was you saying, you know what, the status of the Prime Minister's relationship with his wife is none of our damn business, except if we're out of pocket for extra security, extra housing, etc. So she was there. Did we pick up the tab for another room just for her?
I have no idea. It's a good question, though. It's a good question.
Just floating that out there. All right, let's go to some of the comments from earlier. We'll start at the top of the page this time around. Carrie says, absolutely no coverage of the election on TV, only online. These young people believe in online and apps. They don't think about the older generation. Nancy says, I found out from John, or I would not have known till today, regarding who the mayor is. That's Nancy. If you're relying on me, yeah, don't do that. Joshua says, it's not a matter of service, but of money. The advertising dollars for an American program outweigh the importance of service to the community. Sad state of affairs.
No, but I understand that. I don't agree with it, but I understand it. But it still doesn't give me the answer. Why could they not at the very least run the ticker along the bottom, showing their results? I mean, they had the people there. They had the information. All they had to do is have someone input that into a computer, and it would be a ticker along the bottom. That I don't understand.
Do any of the listeners? Any of the listeners, viewers know? Did CTV Ottawa even so much as direct, you know, through a crawl or anything in the bottom of the feed, direct people to the fact that they were doing a live broadcast and covering it online?
I don't know.
I'd like the answer to that question. I'm very curious to know. Because they did. Because they had, you know, Graham Richardson and Patricia Bowl did a great job covering it last night at the anchor desk. And they had reporters everywhere. But it was strictly online. And somebody mentioned earlier, Cable 22 covered it. Yeah, that's great. If you're one of the, what, 25% who still have cable? The rest of the world doesn't have cable. They're not seeing Cable 22.
They went to the expense of staffing some of these places, reporting, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And as I say, if they didn't want to lose the money from the regular programming, all they had to do was run this, what do you call it, a crawler or a ticker
crawl
along the bottom?
Yeah.
I just don't understand why they could not, at the very least, done that. Go ahead, please, John.
Sean says he never knew CTV was doing it online. And Jason's on YouTube. He says they did at the very end of the newscast. So at the end of the newscast, they promoted they'd be doing that. But during the election coverage, nothing apparently, I guess. I saw the results on CTV's website when I went to check for Ottawa, copied to Lowell's wall. Okay, so they've got your back. Crawl along the bottom of a TV screen, spelling mistake would make the news confusing. Okay.
So they can't have a crawl across the bottom because nobody knows how to spell it.
This person's not wrong. The number of times I've screen grabbed that and poo-pooed it on my social media. All right, here, let's go to text. 613-413-2217. I was surprised and disappointed at the voter turnout. Thought it would be much higher. What's wrong with people, asks Mort. This is the highest voter turnout in municipal elections since 2010. So
it was 44%?
Just under 44, 43.97, I think, something like that.
I don't understand. I mean, I've stopped harassing people. If you don't want to vote, if you don't like democracy, then don't vote. Move to North Korea. Go ahead. They don't vote there either.
Yeah, I don't get it, especially with all the things that are on the line, the LRT, moving the Sens Arena to downtown, Lansdowne, here we go again, roads, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, all right.
Yeah, John, I mean, is it just that people don't give a flying fox fart about their own country?
They just don't know how it works. Lowell, they just don't know how it works. They're not even taught the basic civics. They don't know what levels of government, and I would love for you and I to do a show on this where we just quiz people. Do they know what level of government hands what? They're just so... And we're bombasted, of course, with, you know, everything in the States. I would be willing to bet most Canadians, those who don't vote, probably know more about American politics than they do about their own. So therefore, they're not interested enough or engaged enough in the issues, and they're apathetic to it. And yeah, their heads are so far up their ass, they just don't even bother to show up and vote.
They sure can't blame it on the weather. Weather was absolutely gorgeous.
It was a great night for a walk last night. Took the dog.
I got to get a word in here for our good friends. You know, we're giving hell to all kinds of people here today. I'd like to just pay tribute to some really good people up there in Pakenham.
Let's do that.
At Shields Appliances. Furniture and appliances, in business since 1947, same family. Doesn't happen very often. Same family since 1947, same business. They're an in-stock dealership. I keep mentioning this because I still hear from people who say, well, I ordered the dishwasher or whatever it is, and it took a month to get delivery. Not from Shields. 90% sure that they will have exactly what you want in stock, which means it can be in your house installed within a couple of days or certainly that week. Prices are very reasonable, very competitive, good people, and they got a great little butcher shop as well. By the way, I love the sauce. They make their own sausage there. Mm. I just thought I'd pass that on. Shields.ca. Folks, got a great website. It's really easy to use. Just go to www.shields.ca, and there you will see everything. It's really easy. It's so easy to use, I can use it. Go ahead, John.
And I can attest to the fact that that is saying something.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, back to the Prime Minister and the $400,000 and counting bill. Anne says, entitled to our entitlement. Terry says, what a deadbeat. Kathy's on Facebook. Canadians have bottomless pockets under the Trudeau Liberals. Peter says, yes, the Liberal whine, and yet the Liberals whined about $16 worth of juice. Yep, there you go. David says, $6,000 a night. Does that include orange juice?
That's a good question. Would that include a hot breakfast? I don't know. I don't know. I will tell you that I have stayed, I think, at the Hampton Inn in London. It was a very nice hotel and probably the best hot breakfast. It was a buffet breakfast. And Debbie and I still talk about it, how great that breakfast was. So I guess the point I'm trying to make here is they didn't have to stay in a $6,000 a night room to have a really great breakfast. Go ahead.
The worst part is the case of municipal elections. You can vote by phone or online. Don't even have to leave the house. And still, people can't be bothered to take 2 minutes away from social media to do that, says Joshua. Jeremiah.
Yeah, wait, my sister-in-law who lives with us here, she voted online. You're quite right. I had forgotten to mention that. You can vote online, advance polls, et cetera, et cetera. Go ahead, please.
There really isn't an excuse. And it took, from the time it took us to walk down to the local school with the dog and back again, 15 minutes, got to say hi to a bunch of neighbors we hadn't seen. It was a great night, like you said.
Oh, hold on. Go back to the one about Shields. You flipped there. There we go. Go ahead.
Shields are the best order. A stand-up freezer on Friday, and it was delivered on Wednesday next week, and I told them you sent me. I got a gift for great service.
Woo-hoo! Oh, good, good. I hope you got a T-bone steak. Go ahead.
Doreen, way to go.
Some of those sausages.
Yes, go ahead. Try the sausage. Stay at the Comfort Inn and get a free breakfast, Justin. Yeah, I don't recommend the quality, though. The breakfast there has been greatly disappointing every time I visit Peterborough. Sorry, quality. Yeah. Otherwise,
it's,
I love
it. What is a breakfast in a package or something they give?
Everything microwaved for your convenience. Oh, it was lovely. The coffee microwave, the egg microwave, the sausage microwave. Blech. Blech. Anne says the extravagance of this prime minister has no bounds. Naturally, most of the media other than the Sun just yawns. I really think of him and Sophie and King Louis and Marie Antoinette. They certainly behave like them. Too bad the same outcome will not take place.
Well, yeah, it was Marie Antoinette who, when they were rioting in Paris, were starving and was told, she said, well, what are they rioting for? And someone said, well, they don't have any bread. And she said, well, let them eat cake then. and that's exactly what the prime minister is saying now. I'm going to triple the carbon tax on January 1st. If you can't afford bread, eat cake. Right, Mr. Prime Minister? Eat cake. Hey, what a guy.
Peter's insisting that the Quality Inn in Peterborough used to have a decent breakfast. Well, they sure as hell don't now, Peter. I got to go all the way next door to Wimpy's. All right. Wimpy's has a great breakfast. Andrea says the Liberals spend money without any care for us taxpayers. James is on Facebook. Thank you, James, for your comment. Was there not any $1,000 room available?
Not in that hotel. Standard room rate over, well, in Canadian funds, about $2,000.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Elvin says, fiscal responsibility for ministers and cabinet is lost when you have Peter Pan, prime minister, who thinks the public purse is his own trust. Here's a question from Michelle. How big was the carbon footprint for this trip?
Considerable. but I have to point something out. When the prime minister is involved, there is no carbon footprint. Okay.
Right. My okay, shit don't stink? Is that the, new version of this?
I wouldn't go that far, but well. this essentially it. If I, Justin Trudeau, are doing it, then God is on my side and there's no carbon footprint. Go ahead.
Elvin, I believe this is the first time we've heard from you. Welcome to the show. To quote a Liberal appointee, I'm entitled to my entitlements. There you go. We hear that over and over again. Yes, but wait, the Liberals, they are Liberals, and they're allowed. Conservatives are not allowed to do anything. Maybe that hotel only had a piano bar. Ha, 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 ha. Joshua says, I reminded him of Don Ferguson's impersonation of Pierre Trudeau with my I will be king someday. Liz, Joe Biden apparently stayed at his country's embassy. Hey,
yeah,
there's
right.
an idea.
Well, apparently, we have, as you know, Canada House in downtown London. I've been in it. It cost us a ton of money because it's right in the most expensive part of London. But apparently, it doesn't have accommodation for visitors. I don't understand why, because it's a hell of a big building, believe me.
Can we not set them up with like a rollaway cot or something? Surely, you know, it works okay when I've got guests over. Let's go to email, lowell@blasttheradio.com. Jill says, this kind of spending abuse, everyone can understand. This is the stuff that starts revolutions. And Medusa.
Not in Canada. We don't have revolutions in Canada. The revolution is called the Truckers' Convoy, and we all know what happened to them. Oh, my God. Listen, don't honk your horn. Go ahead, please.
I said Medusa was next up. That is part of her email address. She's actually Lisa. I apologize, Lisa. One of my pet peeves, she says, is that CTV CJOH requests potential users to sign in to an account, whereas you can stream for free without account everywhere else, i.e. CBC, NBC, etc. Any wonder a lot of us don't know what's happening locally? They should have free streaming. Hey, remember the whole Save Local TV campaign? How'd that work out? All right. Bev Oda, a conservative MP. Oh, we read that already. Thank you, Craig. Michelle says the worst part of all this is the fact that the entire country is not screaming for his resignation. I don't get it. Are most people delusional?
That's what really bugs me. I just don't understand how, as I say, when Bev Oda, and we have other examples of conservatives when they're caught in any sort of even approaching a scandal. I mean, look at what happened to Mike Duffy, for God's sake.
Yeah.
I just don't understand it. How there's obviously two sets of rules in this country that people are prepared to accept. Go ahead, John.
Let's just get a couple of last comments in. We've got about 60 seconds left. Robert says, Trudeau is living the life as a globalist member of the WEF. He and his fellow members of this communist organization are determined to make us all serfs, bowing to the Almighty. And let's go to Richard. We have to stop talking about Trudeau. People that keep on voting for him are the handout people. As long as he gives handouts, they will keep voting for him. There you go. Good place to end it.
Well, yeah, except, you know, we send in $1,000 and he gives us back $20 and says, you know, well, you should be appreciating. I don't know. But you know what? I do want to thank all of the people who did take the time and cared enough to vote yesterday. Good for you. And there's no question in my mind that you used some common sense when you voted for mayor. No question whatsoever. The last thing we need in this city, let's be very honest, is $280 million for bike lanes. We could spend $280 million fixing up low-cost housing. That I would not object to. But bike lanes, no, we don't need that. Let's give Mark a chance Let's not be too quick to jump on him. I'm sure that he will do things that many of you don't agree with, but let's give him a chance, okay? He's a good man. I've known him for 20, 25 years.
Agreed.
I guess you have as well, John.
I agree.
He's a good man, an honest man. And as I say, one of the things that I have learned in my career is that no matter what you say or what you do, somebody will object. So there's no question that some of the things he does, some of the things he says, some of you are going to disagree with. But just keep in mind, okay, that he's, I tell you, as mayor, he's got one hell of a tough job.
Oh, yeah.
The city is deeply in debt. We've got a light rail system that bankrupted us that isn't working properly. There's terrible dysfunction around the table there. Many other problems. We got public housing that's falling apart, bed bugs. We've got a housing shortage. So he's got a lot of problems, folks, and he can't fix it overnight. Give him any support you can. He's a good man. Thank you all. Back tomorrow.
The Lowell Green Show is seen and heard live around the world at 2 p.m. Eastern. Connect with us online at blasttheradio.com/Lowell Green. Can't join us live? Download the Lowell Green Podcast. Available on Apple, Spotify, Google, and more. Ask your smart speaker to play the Lowell Green Podcast. This is a production of blasttheradio.com.